It, you know, when you see stories like this, it just, she was just telling me about what's going on. Anti-Semitism. You know, we throw around the terminology of anti-Semitism very loosely today, but this is anti-Semitism. They want to look for from people and snack them up. That's what's going on over here. So, you know, when you see things like that in the world, what's going on? Your neighbors across the street.
That's why we had this whole thing.
So when you see these types of things in the world,
they put their stuff.
It's important to. It's the whole story.
Yeah.
Am I on TikTok?
They post videos.
Did you guys tell me what happened last night?
Right. But when you hear this type of content. You have to mechazik yourself in.
Be crazy.
You have to mechazik yourself in a hafiz yisrael. That's where it comes from. That's where Chazal megalot us that it comes from. You know, because if what does it mean? I'll explain it. If we have anti-Semitism in us, you know, so then that's when it's mekatrig and allows for the anti-Semitism in the world. You know, so like they say like this. They say, should I tell you what they say or no?
Yeah.
They say like this. Yeah. They say, I got the smile on it. So they say like this. they say that you know, what's the difference between the Jewish anti-Semite and the guy? The Jew is also an anti-Semite, right? You're all anti-Semites. I know you guys, right? And the guy's an anti-Semite. What's the difference between the Jewish anti-Semite and the guy's anti-Semite? So it's like this. You go to the guy and you say, you're an anti-Semite. He says, yeah, I hate Jews. You know, right? Your mom, yeah, the Jewish people, they own the banks. They own the banks, you know, whatever. Anyways, right? But they own the banks and they own Israel and the Mediterranean Sea and Sputnik and what. But kids, I hate the Jews. Says, yeah, but come on, you have a neighbor, this Jewish fellow. No, he's different. He's okay. He's different. You know, he's no shachas. And you guide this guy you've been doing business with for years. You know, no, he's no shachas. He's not like that. He's different. And you tell him, what about that person? No. I don't mean him. What I mean. Okay. Then you go over to the Jewish guy, and you say to him, no. You love Jews. Oh, the Jewish people, there's nobody like the Yidden. Yidden, the best dimension, the Ganzeveld. Who's like the Jewish people? What the Jewish people, the most wonderful people. It's like that. No, and what about that guy, that your neighbor? No, he's a shaygetz. You know? And what about the guy you do business with? That guy, he's mamish, the worst Jew in the world. You know, so that's where it comes from. That's when the pasuk says in the parasha of Avku Lecha Kamaycha. It means like the Torah Dafka doesn't say Vahafta leklal Yisrael kamoicha, right? Because everybody loves klal Yisrael, unless you're a guy, right? The Torah is talking about the specifics, like so. You know, so if somebody would ask me what's the makor of Gezel Shaina, like where does it come from? And he's asked me who's Shaina, right? How can we get her number? I have a brother. So the truth is that there's no real. It's a borrowed term. There's no real Isser of Gezela, but what's the difference? It's still a tremendous in Aveira, right? By me, it's Pashut, no question. In the world, it's a bit of a half to the Reach HaKamaycha, right? Don't do to somebody else what you don't want to do, that you wouldn't want to do to you, right? There's no shayla in the world that nobody wants to be woken up. So the expression of Haftal Reach HaKamaycha, and what did Hillel say? He said, that's our Kol HaTorah Kula. That's Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not waking up somebody else. You know, they say that Rav Segal, the Manchester Yeshiva, he used to wash Nagelvasser right outside his door. Now, everyone knows Mishabur in the beginning brings down, you know, the big tzaddikim, at least, you know, or the day after you learn in the Mishabur. We'll wash Nagelvasser by the bed, right? For that first day, everyone does, and the tzaddikim actually continue doing it, right? But Rav Segal didn't. I heard from the Heusbacher, the guy who was Mishamishim, he washed right outside the door, which means that Lefid Zayir, it's a Chiv Misa, okay, they say today it's not, and whatever, okay. But you would think if the Manchester Shiva was called, like, you know, he was like the tzaddik of the Ganset door, so if he's not washing, get them. So they asked him, my high, that he doesn't wash. He said that it's going to wake up his wife. It's going to wake up his wife. You know, the water is going to wake up his wife. No, just imagine what that means. That means that he understood the importance of Nagelfasser, of washing by the bed, and more than me and you understand it for sure. And he understood Al Pi Kabbalah how important it is. But vice versa, he made a chesed, but it's less important that than waking up a wife. And stop, Bichlal. So what does that mean? That means, like, you know, when you wake up in the morning, even without the Nagelfasser, you make noise, right? That wasn't even the starting point by him. That was like no havamina. That's like, you know, taking off the, you know, rolling off the blanket, right? Right, by some of you, when we do that, it's a problem. But you know, when he's rolling off the blanket, and you know, yeah, no, by all of you, it's a problem. And then, and then like tiptoeing out of bed. Could you imagine first thing in the morning being able to be controlled to do things with Edelkite, right? When you imagine, right, just you know, 8 golf balls on each side, right? There's no cheshbon about somebody else. By him, it was so upgaret the cheshbon of somebody else. The only thing he could think of that's going to wake her up is the nagel lesser. So that's another gezel sheina. There's for sure an avera of after echa kamaicha. That's, I don't have any suffix about that. But that's that. What else should I tell you? No.
Is this that kind
What's
of
her number? What?
Did that kind of fascist story go tonight?
Kaisel.
So I go every Thursday night to the Kaisel, and last night we didn't go because we heard what was going on, right? I mean, the real reason is I didn't want to see all you guys, and I knew you'd all be out in the street fighting. So
the bus took 40 minutes from here.
Yeah, no, I didn't go. I go every Thursday night after the shiur. I give them the house at 1 o'clock. I go every Thursday night. My wife, we didn't go. My daughter called and said not to go. Right? Otherwise, she's gonna have to stay up the whole night saying tiller. So we didn't go. But but it's taka. It's a shekel chazach. Living in shekel times. I've never remember in Eretz Yisrael such a thing. Okay, halavai, it'll go away. But it comes because of ahavas Yisrael. Like I said, everybody used to say, "I love Klal Yisrael." What?
Once that happens, and everyone is together.
Say again?
Once the Arabs are fighting the Yidden, then everyone gets together.
Yeah, but that gets back. Again, that is related to that part of Ahavas Yisrael, which is very easy for us to connect to. You know, that more theoretical, that more like, you know, but down the day to day, you know, that guy that loves and loves and loves Klal Yisrael does, but he's like, you know, Samari Dik and Moshchis, right? And then he doesn't, you know, listen, there's a lot of, obviously, so when you marry a girl one day, right? If she's the head of the Chesed organization, I'm not saying not to marry her, but that's not what you're looking for. You're not looking for chesed of Klal Yisrael. You're looking for somebody that thinks about others. Now, if it expresses itself in thinking about others, that she's the head of the chesed organization, and also she thinks about everybody else, gevaldik, if it's coming from that direction, right? Sometimes it's the other direction, is that no, she doesn't notice anybody else. You want a woman that's going to be giving and, you know, and caring about other people other than herself. Right, so we have to know which direction is it coming from, that she's the head of the Chesed organization. Is it coming from the direction that she genuinely sees a need and wants to help other people, and that she's a giving person, right? Or is it coming from the other direction that, like, no, this is something that's going to be self-fulfilling and, you know, self-promo and whatever, right? So then that's exactly what you don't want, right? That's what I'm saying. There's a certain part of Ahavas Yisrael that it's very easy for us to connect to because it has nothing, it's not real. Right, it's nothing. Now, Derek Gav, it's always nice to talk about the girls. I don't mean that, but I mean in that aspect, like Klape, what we want to marry. But it's for sure the same exact thing the other way too, right? If a person spends his years in yeshiva, very dangerous place, yeshiva. No, yeshiva, we spend all these years in yeshiva, putting our arm around you, telling you that you're great, right? Then you come home, and it's time to go out, and there's like an encyclopedia of the size of girls that you know of that, you know, waiting to date you. You know, right? Yeah, and you know, there's also pictures in that encyclopedia, right? And you know, the person spends his entire years before he gets married, knowing that he's fabulous and all, you know, and everything about him and him and him and him. You have to learn from the people that are doing this to you, from the Rebbeim, to, you know, to be thinking about other people. Because once you go into the next level of life, it's for sure not going to go. Right? At that point, then you just, you know, you're the guy standing next to the kala. Don't forget. When you get married, there's nothing else. You don't think that's it. It's over. But yeah. Well,
is it possible, like, people are, like, thinking about others, but it's through this general thing of, like, class?
But it's got to be, like, it has to be tachlis.
Is it possible to have...
In what way does it express itself?
That expresses himself.
You know what it is? Wait, you know what it is? You know, no, I'm going to let you talk in a minute, but you know what it is? When I hear that, it's like right away, the first thing that comes to my mind is that guy at the Kumsitz, and he's singing about Torah and how much he loves Torah, and the guy, he says to you, could I borrow the ways a minute? Well, I probably have no idea how to get to the base medrash. You know, he's in the third room over there. Okay? There you go. He's in the third room over there. The guy doesn't learn. He doesn't learn. He hates Torah. Right? And he's singing, I love Torah, with a nickname. I love Torah, blah, blah. Right? Torah. Right? Amar Abaye. The sweet words of Abaye. He hates Abaye. Rabbi, he's the worst of all. Abaye is the one he pejorates. You know, maybe Ulai Rava he doesn't hate, but Abaye he hates, right? You know, Rashi, you know, what did your Rebbeim say when you were always like in high school, Rashi's your best friend, right? I mean, I remember our Rebbeim, Rashi's your best friend. I hate him, you know? So, but this guy singing about Rashi, someone I'm sure it's soon, they, you know, they make a song about like the Svarim Tribunal, right? So they're for sure going to make a song about Rashi, right? He's going to be singing that song with Ali Kishkis and Ali Dus and everything in the world. And then when it comes to base metrics, he looks at Rashi, I hate you, right? Rashi hates you too. But don't, you know, but he hates Rashi. So that's the same thing. You could theoretically love Torah because you and maybe it comes from a good place because you have a Jewish neshama, right? But if it's not gonna you know, actually materialize in an action of how he treats other Jews differently than he would treat, you know, a guy or something like that, so then, you know, Yishmaya. Did I answer you, or you could say no? No.
Is it possible that you could have someone?
But you can have one more kid.
Is it possible you could have someone that expresses himself in like a more personal way to other people, like he does for people, like single people, but he doesn't really actually care about those people. He just is doing it like the same thing as like running a chesed organization.
Okay, so I'll give you an afkamina.
It's just more personal.
No, so I'll give you an afkamina that chat, right? It's some of us, it doesn't even dawn on us. Again, there's things that we do and there's things that we don't do and there's things that doesn't even dawn. There's some of us, it wouldn't even dawn on us to daven for somebody. There's a place that's so deep inside over here that it's only me and no one knows about this, and that's really who you are, right? And like, you know that there's a guy who in the base manager, he's struggling, he has a problem or whatever. And sometimes it's somebody you really, really do care about, right? And sometimes it could be a Rebbe, it could be a brother, it could be... But like, there's a place where, you know, okay, you know, and this is like in the most evil place of our neshama sometimes, right? How can it be that if you cared about other people in Klal Yisrael, you know, and it doesn't have to be somebody you don't know. Let's just make it even more personal. Like, you know that this guy has an issue. Does it even dawn on you to daven for that guy? So you're going to say, no, but when you have an issue, you daven for yourself. That's good example of like where it comes out to the fullest extent of the kamoicha, that are you really a kamoicha thick person, right? And somebody will tell you about somebody that's sick, but then you'll daven. Interesting, right? You'll daven for this name. You don't know who he is. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Why? When it comes to, give me the name, I'll be willing to daven for it. Because I don't know him. And that goes into, again, you should daven for the person you don't know. That's not my point, right? But why is it that is so easy for us to do, but when I would want to daven for somebody of a friend that has a problem, I feel a little bit weird. You all know exactly what I'm talking about. You know what the problem with me is I'm normal. You know, and I'm like you, I'm just as evil, right? You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? The other Rebbeim don't know this because they're not evil, right? So, but I know that, you know, like Sheikhs, why should I daven for the, you know, it doesn't say it. It's all so, it's so in the deep of the subconscious of like, we don't even know where it's coming from. But like, you know that somebody has an issue, and but on your own issues, you're davening and davening and davening, right? You know, you have a guy, he's davening for a shidduch, and he's desperate for a shidduch, and he's desperate. He's married like 32 years already, but he never changed his wish list. His wife listens to him one day, he's davening by the koisel in the bedroom, you know? And his wife listens to him, please, Rebbe Shlomo, send me a shidduch, you know? In the depth, the person is thinking about himself to such an extent, right? But it wouldn't dawn on him when you're going to be in Shidduchin, you're going to have friends in Shidduchin. Are you going to be davening for... don't even make him kamaicha. But is it going to dawn on you to daven for a friend? And if I'm find him in Shidduchin, it would feel like weird doing that.
How do you do that?
Right? Oh, so that's... Well, coming to the hakara of that is a lot. Come to our hakara of that, of realizing that when I say, yeah, I love Klal Yisrael, and I feel it, and I'm not a bad person, I want to love Klal Yisrael, right? And I want the, you know... So coming to that car, that do I really, and then actually doing things, you know.
What is it's that? Incentivized, no? You daven for someone else.
Yeah, oh, I love that. That's the most evil. You know, this used to be a beautiful Gemara, that one that davens for somebody else, he's Nana Tchila, right? But it doesn't mean like, I hate you, right? Very much, right? But I need to daven for you, unfortunately. Because if I daven for you, I'll get answered. So you are a schnitzel, right? And no, it's an unbelievable thing. You don't exist to such an extent. But what I'll do is I'll use you, right, in order to get a shit. And then, like, the biggest pain I have is that, why did he get engaged first? Right? And then it doesn't dawn on him, maybe he was davening for you. You know, like, so now it didn't work. So all those tefillahs were a waste. So no, he got davened. Aren't you happy? No.
if you're going to be able to
it's terrible that I'm as evil as you guys now.
So why did they incentivize it?
What?
So why was
no, because Chazal weren't saying do it for that reason. You anti-Semit, right? Chazal weren't saying do it for that reason. Chazal were saying if you do it, it works. Right? Like the guy finds out afterward, you know? Not I'm doing it. Oh, then I won't do it. wait. Just tell me one thing. Does it work if I do it though? Even if I do it, you know, I know all you're thinking. Right? Wait, is there a Bremen?
So is it better not if like you're gonna have that thought? Is it better to just talk for yourself first?
I don't know. It could be you have to be honest. You know, it could be it's not healthy for the person to be davening for the other person in order to be nana tchila. Right? But I don't know, maybe Bitok Shalom Lishma Balishma, I don't know, that's a big shot. You have to ask maybe the Rosh Yeshiva, I don't know. Yeah, maybe you'll say Bitok Shalom Lishma Balishma. Maybe I'm saying it's not maybe a Shailin Halacha, maybe it's a Shailin like, you know,
but
somebody has
to
understand.
Really care, then you want them to be answered first, so you dump for yourself first and then them.
No. Yeah. But we know the truth.
You're diving for them to be answered.
Nobody
first,
loves somebody else more than loves himself. That's not
no,
even
but
expected.
This specific thing isn't as pressing for you as it is for that person. You actually care about the person.
Right.
So, let's say for you, it's like, it matters like 15% if it'll get in heaven. But for this guy, it's like 80%. So you
but again,
care enough about this guy that gap is filled and you'd rather him have,
yeah, but I agree. But let's get to the point. Forget that a minute. Let's get to the point of where I'm just like holding by where I could actually care about somebody else that I could daven about him. That's a very, very, you know, you should know. This limud is, you're going to sign a ksuva one day with a woman that, and today you have to stress that, you're going to sign a ksuva one day. And and it's going to say to everybody else, you have a mitzvah v'haftal recha kamaicha, right? By a wife, you're mashabed yourself that I'm going to v'haftal recha kamaicha. That's the difference, right? But by everybody else, you have a mitzvah to be v'haftal recha kamaicha, whatever. But by her, you are mechayiv. I'm mechayiv myself. I'm mashabed myself. I will v'haftal recha kamaicha her, right? You should know that the guy was, and you think, no way what I'm about to say, no way. You think that the guy that, okay, maybe he wasn't able to daven for a friend or whatever, right? But but for his wife, he for sure is going to want what's best. No, if he has that same evil negiah and he never worked on it, he's going to be davening for his wife in as much that it's going to be good for his life. You know? This is, what?
She learns how to cook better.
You know, yeah, like please, Rabbanu Shloilam, you know, what?
If the wife is part of person,
yeah.
Then
so again, this is all, you know, right? It's a theoretical matrega sometimes, right? Saying that she's my rib and this and that is very nice during, like, you know, engagement and the first month of marriage, you know. But after shloshim, you know, it's already like, you know, it's then it has to actually become real, because then when you start once in a while, you know not you're going to fight with her, but she's going to fight with you, you know, that's how it goes. So once that happens, you know, in marriage it's very dangerous to have like teams, right? You know, her parents' teams and my parents' teams and whatever. That's why I explained to my wife that our team won already, you know. But there's a certain, in the end of the day, there is a certain difference in there. I wouldn't call it friction, but you're not the same. You're not the same. So now, the more that a person worked on this kamoichakite, I just made up a word, but the more you worked on this kamoichakite when he was a bacher and when the stakes weren't as high, so then when he's going to mashabit himself to, I'm mashabit myself to care about you and to worry about you and the things that bother you and are important to you. You know, there's a lot of people, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's a lot of people that like, that thing doesn't bother me, which there's probably a billion things. It doesn't bother me this, it doesn't bother me that. And like, I can't understand why that would bother him. You know, I walked into the room today and I needed to get something from a shelf, right? So I stepped on his bed with my shoe to get something that is his. I'm sorry, to steal. Sorry, right? And then when he came into the room, he got upset with me. I wouldn't care. Let's say Docker wouldn't care, right? Let's say there are people who push it don't care. You know that guy, you know, he's got like John Stain, right? On a Tuesday, right? You know? Let's say there's that. Let's say Docker doesn't care, okay? Let's say. I don't care. Let's say he doesn't care, right? Me. If you come near my bed with shoes, I'm taking out a shotgun, okay? Right? But let's say there's a guy that doesn't care, right? But what's Shaykh is, right? So he thinks, no, but my son Ilach, what you don't like, don't do to somebody else. No, it doesn't mean that. It means, Kimoy, the thing that you don't like, you have to appreciate and value. So then, if he doesn't like something, that becomes as important to the things that you value. And that comes from noticing. You know, you have to notice other people. You have to notice other people. It's like, you know, you live in the world, the yeshiva makes the person very selfish. That's, you know, listen, every system has problems, and the tachlis of our system today is to make you feel great, because that's a very important utensil in avodas Hashem, and whatever, right? And also, everybody doesn't like those rebbeim that don't do that. So therefore, you know, the chesaron of that system is if you're just taking that and you're not using it to like learn how to do it to somebody else. Right, so then what would happen? Then he gets married, and all of a sudden he doesn't, you know, she doesn't hold his God's gift to this world, right? And then he has tinnitus. There's a lot of tinnitus today because of that. Everyone understands what I'm saying? You know, how do we get into this? And I don't know. Okay,
what
those
do you
guys.
Do?
What?
What do you do?
You have to start to notice. You just have to see sim lave, pay attention to other people. Just paying attention. A person pays attention. He sees a lot of things once he starts paying attention, understanding other people, whatever, you know. Right? I'm not saying be one of those weird guys. What would you like to talk? Right? No, not to you. Right? Yeah. I see something's bothering you. Yes, you're in my face. Yeah. No, but just to pay attention, just to see if something else is bothering somebody, you know? You know, I don't tell you one last thing, you know. I got a big Musa, he doesn't even know, the yeshiva. I didn't know that his father was sick. You guys are in yeshiva, maybe you did know, I don't know. I didn't know. You knew that for 3 years? I didn't know. For three, I never knew. This is a man that I have day-to-day contact with. You know how close I am with Rashid, right? And I have day-to-day contact with him. And then I was somewhere. It happened on Ben Azmanim. I was somewhere, and somebody told me, who's this, right? Who's the, you know, he said the name, right? I said, I don't know. What does it say on the sign? And they told me there had to be the sign. I figured corona. I figured a heart attack. I figured whatever, you know. I didn't dream that it was for 3 years he was sick. I didn't dream when I came there. I was mama shocked, you know. So I was like, well, why is he telling me? You know? Right? But you don't know what's going on in somebody else. So that's a tremendous milah to be able to, you know, haltsuch like that when you have a whole pekala, a whole package going on. So that's very impressive, right? But I don't know. I was thinking to myself, maybe I could have noticed. I don't know. Right? Yeah, but it is a chassar. But you understand, to be able to be to notice somebody else. You learn two things from that. You learn that the person's able to, you know, run against the yeshiva, run against the world. He turned over the whole world last year for the yeshiva. Kipshuto turned over the world, right? And this was all going on in his backyard, you know. And but Mitzad Sheni, I was thinking to myself, I don't know, maybe talking now. I noticed that, like, I noticed a little bit now. Now I noticed that there was something off. Now, in retrospect, but if I would have been more in tune, I would have been able to. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody understands what I'm saying, okay? All right, good job. It's kind of